sweet senorita. Into a dark chamber she will lead you. In some lonesome shadow she might greet you. But he's so doggone far away from home. Say that Pat Garrett's got your number. Sleep with one eye open while you wander. Every little sound just might be thunder. Thunder from the barrel of his gun. So hang on to your woman, if you got one. Remember in El Paso, once you shot one. Down in Santa Fe, you bought one. Billy and you, going all. To you all the time now. My wife flies down on the stairs, stares into air. I know she's there. I'm making coffee for two, just me and you. Coffee for two. But I come back in with coffee for three. dead wife sits in a chair, combing her hair. I know she's there. She wanders off to the bed, shaking her hair. Robin, she said, you know I don't take sugar. My wife and my dead wife, am I the only one that sees her? My wife and my dead wife, doesn't anybody see her at all? No, 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 no. My wife sits down in a chair, she's peeling a pear. I know she's there, 'cause I'm drilling holes in the wall. Upstairs, she's still wearing flares. She talks out loud, but no one hears. My wife and my dead wife, am I the only one that sees her? My wife and my dead wife, doesn't anybody see her at all? Quite reverberant, this room, but just make it even more like a cathedral than it already is. Just imagine that you just died and you're, well, that's nice. You've been wheeled into a rock club before the smoking ban, and you're lying on top of a flight case. You're covered in a black, a one-piece black velvet cloth, and you're being wheeled in by two very skeletal roadies, possibly even mummified roadies. You can't see them, but with the heightened perception that comes to the newly deceased, you realize that they are roadies, and that they're thin. And you can smell the wonderful old smells
that came from Rockcliffe before smoking ban. So you have that mixture of tobacco, alcohol, bodily fluids, and lack of ventilation. And of course disinfectant that's put there to try and cover them all up. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the disinfectant is at its freshest. But the night before has had many years of being the night before with which to push its envelope. It's pushing its envelope towards your newly deceased nostrils. And as you inhale, because the newly dead have so many powers, you realize that these roadies are actually God and the devil, and they're talking about you. I don't mention this really in the song. Which is why I took the liberty of telling you about it now. I mean, instructions are a pain, aren't they? You know, you've got to live, have your own thoughts, and then you've got to read about how you're supposed to do things. I mean, life is supposed to be easier, and yet all it involves is more and more instructions explaining how to operate these new things that they've just sold you. You know, you're trying to figure out how to operate your parents. They don't have any instructions with them. Okay. I've got a cough, but it's really inspiring. Just imagine I look like fantastic. Not simply what appears before your eyes, but what's going on underneath. Notice how intensely green I am. Notice my third eye. Much brighter than last time I was here in Richmond. And yes.
When I was 10.
Joe, could you put some sparkly dust on the guitar? Make it sound like it's a quite well played 12 string. Watching Romeo dissolve, I was tempted to join him. By the mirror of the lake, where the statues unfurl, I had never seen a man so abuse his reflection. Juliet implode, I would hasten to warn her. But around her feet I saw that her serpent was curled. And her eyeballs are brought up, so her pupils have vanished. As you walk towards the east, then your shadow must rise. Something Shakespeare never said is you've got to be kidding. This next song is on a record I recorded a dozen years ago in Nashville with Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings. And Gillian herself, plays drums on it, but obviously not on this version. And it's one of the records we don't have for sale over there in the show, I'll go out and sign my dodgy merch, which you have. Maybe give me a little bit of slap echo on the voice or something. Solo in the song. Oh, okay. It's just so hard, you know, once something's happened, to change it. Alright, never mind. Whatever it was, it's now disappeared. It's not like when you swallow something that actually it's going to choke you, kill you. It's more like swallowing a piece of sponge cake while it's raining and you're thinking about something important and you don't even remember it until you're under hypnosis many years later and you go, oh my God, I swallowed that sponge cake. Is that why it rained? And my aunt slipped and fell over the cliff and then was taken off in the beak of a guillemot. Again, then you feel too responsible for things that were out of your control. Yes, you're responsible for the guillemot, but you're not responsible for her slipping over the cliff. Hopefully the hypnosis will reveal that to you, and it'll be okay. So you're not torturing yourself over unnecessary things. I mean, it's great torturing yourself about things that are necessary. That's fine. This is the first track on my current LP, which is for sale over there in the dark, and also at the wonderful Plan 9 Records. Yeah! To WNRN for spinning this disc. This is a kind of feeble version that I'm doing live, but Joe's going to make it sound as fab as possible. Here we go. The record has a band on it, and I obviously am not one.
Madonna of the Wasps. I wonder where crossed. I wonder where she lost. Madonna of the Wasps, she's dying in the frost. I wonder what she calls me. Is this love? Madonna of the Swamp. Waves a magic wand, and then she settles on me. Wise Madonna of the flies, I look into her eyes. She doesn't recognize me. Is this of the Wasps? I wonder where we cross. I wonder where she lost me. Lost Madonna of the Wasps, she's dying in the frost. I wonder what she calls me. Is this love? Is this love?
And office, the queen of eyes, the character shelters of black lace thighs. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Rocky the pig is out on a limb, he's looking for someone to investigate him. I don't know why he never gets anywhere with you. I am again, it's no surprise. I'm locked in orbit, bound the queen of eyes. All I ever got from her was lies. In this horrible age of abuse and decay, it's good to know that somebody's looking okay. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Waking on and off, it's the queen of eyes. I don't know why she never gets anywhere. I don't know why she never gets anywhere. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Yeah.
probably played this at the front side. Probably a bit faster. This goes out to Andrew.
Well, I've done you all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Yeah, she's staring through a crack in the sky. Yeah, she's staring through a crack in the sky. Well, I've done you all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I was wrong. I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Yes, I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Watch out now. She's in love with a wonderful guy. She's in love with a wonderful guy. Well, I heard she's in love with whom I think she's in love with. I'm in love with a beautiful girl. I'm a charming and dangerous guy. Oh, I'm a charming and dangerous guy. But if you don't expect too much, it's alright. I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Cause I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. So we're going through a hole in the sky. Yeah, we're going through a hole in the sky. And we'll be up there for the longest while. Cause I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Yes, I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Yes, I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Yes, I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl.
Songs, and on the occasions I've met him, he doesn't feel like somebody who belongs in this kind of song at all.
I never knew.
She says she's going to saw her head off. She only does it for attention. Like other people I could mention. She wasn't feeling good to start with. People say a lot of things about English people, and they're largely true. If you look closely at it, your suspicions are confirmed, but I don't have time to really go into it. This song does much more. It's set on a beach before World War I. Like, they invented electricity, and to some extent they invented toilet paper. It's that kind of a world. Victorian squid is a delight for all the family, because it's greasy and hot. When you had lots, then you'll want more. There's old H.G. Wells lying in bed with his new housekeeper, with by the side, flowing with pride, flushed with exhaustion. Victorian tongues, Victorian skin, Victorian lungs, Victorian sin. Victorian boys, Victorian girls, Victorian dolls. Voices meeting, darkness. on cobbled streets, the fine line falls across the city. Say hello to Mistress Kitty and pray that someone touches her between the walnut and the fir to where she keeps her real secret hid. That was what music was like before the Titanic. Last time I saw Faith, she was a 24-year-old woman on the beach somewhere in the Mediterranean. She looked like she would have a nice face, but I couldn't see it, and she wasn't sitting with anybody. Determining what was going to happen to somebody. If you can make this sound like George Harrison double track, that would be brilliant. Thanks. joke for this next one. Do you have you got some? You've got digital delay, right? On the acoustic. Do you have stereo digital delay?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to play for about 3 minutes and sing. I'll count backwards from 5 to 1 in English. And when it gets to 1, if you could then put the guitar into delay where you think the beat is. Bearing in mind I have arrhythmia. And there's no drummer. So wherever you think, whatever that would be the right delay. And then after about 10 seconds, when they've got used to that, if you could start panning it around the room. So they'll all want to sit down and then they realize they are. And they'll want to take the headphones off, but they can't. Because you are the headphones. And if you could also, while I'm singing, just make me sound like, I don't know, like Graham Nash, triple tracked or something. No pressure. But don't put the delay on the guitar until I've done the countdown for you. Please. Thanks. Thanks, Joe.
Said I'm a willow bending in your mind. I'm a mirror cracked from side to side. I'm a snow-covered mountain in an empty room. I'm a house that burns down every night for you. Said I'm a doorway leading to the dark. I'm a liquid jaw to solve the air. I'm a policeman working in an empty house. I'm a distant steeple on a long abandoned plain. Sometimes when I'm lonely, baby, then I'm only you. Said I'm a pattern on a china bowl. I'm a memory engraved upon your soul. I'm a prison cell without a door. I'm a finger drawing on a frosty window pane. Sometimes when I'm lonely, baby, then I'm only you. Sometimes when I'm lonely, baby, then I'm only you. Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
if you could make this sound like I'm singing, but Graham Nash is harmonizing with me. No, David Crosby, thanks. Just put on some Crosby, thanks. Someone requested this earlier today, and I explained I wasn't going to play it, and now you'll understand why. Thanks. thanks very much. Thanks for coming out and being really sweet and not kind of getting, like, deciding to talk about everything that's on your minds while I'm singing. I know our thoughts are often very loud and it's hard to keep them to ourselves, but it's really good of you not to unleash them beyond your own psyches during the show. Take them away and wrestle your thoughts to the floor afterwards, as I will mine. So this is track 4 on my fab new record. Doesn't sound like this, but it's pretty good. Here we go.
Time is written on your face.
Thank you.
and afterwards you get confused. You wear the lizard's coat, and afterwards you fail to float. You take the lizard's paw, but look who's lying in the bath. You wear the lizard's skin, no matter. God and win at all. You wear the lizard's mind, but cuckoo's lying in the cask. And when you'll find out what the lizard draws. You know the lizard's won, but you can't work out how it's done. The lizard is your friend and will be till the very end of time. You lie beneath the stars, the lizard knows how high they are. The stars are out of reach, the lizard lingers on a beach. The stars are out of day, the lizard had them on a plate. You vomit in the shed, the lizard got there first, he's dead. Requested this, and again you'll see why I didn't play it. It's an old folk song I wrote back in 1979. Sadly, it seems to be even more applicable these days. What do you know? Destroy you. Sweeter. Of course, it wasn't written by me, but it's one of my favourites. Thank you for coming out. I hope I'll see you again before 127 years.
As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise.
paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. Chilly, chilly, it's evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo Underground. Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. And they don't feel afraid as long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset. They are in paradise. Waterloo sunset's fine. Waterloo sunset's fine.